That's okay.
Row upon row of heavy construction equipment lies idle along Kabul's Jalalabad Road as international contracts begin to dry up with international forces pulling out. Machines like these have been used to build the heavily fortified bases that coalition troops established around the country. Business owner Haji Abdul Khalil Ahmadzai used to sell 10 to 15 of these machines a month. Now he's lucky if he sells one.
The country's situation is getting worse. We can't sell our equipment or send them out. Sometimes the insurgents burn our vehicles. Our country is going through hard times. Work is slowing down. It's not like it was in the past.
His worries are echoed across the business community. In an effort to prevent a steep economic downturn which could further destabilize already weak government institutions, U.S. and Afghan officials are trying to attract investment in the country's mineral, agricultural, and energy resources. Nurullah Delawari, governor of Afghanistan's central bank, says the country's GDP growth is healthy and that a pledge of $16 billion in international aid will help.
We have been given assurance and people are hopeful. We are all hopeful in accordance with agreements we have had with the donors. That will carry us at least to 2020, even 2024. So with those negotiated or promised support to Afghanistan, I believe we could carry on our economic activities in the same level as we have had in the past few years.
But some say businessmen are beginning to cash their money in for dollars. Former minister and current economics professor Hamidullah Farouki says the government has failed to create a healthy economy.
The majority of our economies, unfortunately, is illegal, and the forces of mafia system and mafia economy is huge, and that create enough difficulty for the legal economy, for the economic forces which were in the society.
Farouki predicts even tougher economic times are ahead if Afghanistan's government doesn't start working harder for its people. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Kabul.